loyalty. It means thick and thin. It means another shot at history. Another start for the ace. Another at bat for the kid. Another hero waiting to be born. Loyalty means the dream of winning it all never goes away. And never will. The 2019 LA Dodgers, all season long on Sportsnet LA.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Enjoy this presentation of the Jimmy Mack Healing Show.
Hey guys, coming to you live tonight from the Tampa Bay area of Florida, USA, and worldwide. We're glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. We bring you the show every Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can always catch a replay as well. Just as powerful as live, believe it or not. It's all in the resonance and really in the vibration of it all. And, of course, the energy and the frequencies of everything we're sending out here tonight. So we're glad you're here. Join us each week. We always have somebody different on, and we always endeavor to make it exciting, if nothing more than for me and Tiffany and Sandy and everybody to not be bored. We're never bored because we always have somebody different on that's exciting and fun. And I love that because it's all about giving back and benevolence and love and kindness. And it's what we do. So we love doing that for folks worldwide. If you're not already on our mail list for TGI Wednesday, it's a weekly newsletter. It will come out tomorrow. So get on that. It's info@jimmymackhealing.com. Just send a little email and say, I want to be on the newsletter. We'll put you on there, and you'll get a little email once a week. All it has in it, of course, is affirmations and inspiration, audio and video, schedules like tonight's show and upcoming guests, and we're excited about that. Always, you can catch me if you're in the Tampa Bay area of Florida each week over in Tampa, Kodawari Yoga Studios. And, of course, I do phone, 48 states, and Skype worldwide. So here to help you and contribute to you. Keep us posted. We're all over the place, of course. Everything from Twitter, MyLiquidFish, Instagram, YouTube channels. We've got all the good social media stuff. So we keep it stirred up, that's for sure. And in Facebook as well, you can look up Jimmy Mack Healing. And join us for all the fun. So we're glad everybody's here tonight. By all means, call in 713-955-0594. You got to press 1 if you want to raise your hand and ask a question. We just take them all in the order they're received. So I never know what we're going to get. Folks call in from all over the world. So keep that in mind, too. And it usually gets pretty busy. Tonight, I'm excited also because it's not just an intuitive joining us, but a fellow healer. And I've happened to know this fellow for at least, almost 15, 20 years now. It's hard to believe it's been that long. So really, really cool. Our special guest tonight is Greg Joseph. Now, if you're living in pain and have given up all hope of resolution, it's time to get out of pain now. And you want to meet Gregory Joseph here tonight. He's an international acclaimed intuitive healer and seminar leader. He's traveled around the globe to heal people of seemingly incurable diseases, many disabling physical and mental conditions. He's facilitated healing for international dignitaries, physicians, celebrities, and people just like you. Personal life tools are, of course, discovered that energize, motivate, and create a relationship with your true self, your true mind, and your true relationships in the universe. They all have a relationship, of course, to dreams, a job, your love, good health, pain-free living, sleeping better. That's just a few of the items we might cover here tonight, depending on who calls in. The list, of course, is only limited by not knowing the truth of your natural genius talent. Gregory utilizes profound healing techniques learned from the masters to fire up the power within you to heal not only yourself but others. So you can find out more, of course, at gregjoseph.com. That's GREGJoseph.com. Welcome to the show tonight, buddy. How are you? We're so glad you're here.
I'm very well. And it's really good to be here. It's good to hear your voice again. And
you as well. We go so far back. I swear to you, it's been 15, 20 years. And I actually had you work on my mother at the time. And she... she fell out of our house here on the back porch area and broke both her feet, not one, but both. Do you love it? And and I swear to you, it's been 15, 20 years now. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is, and I remember how we met. I saw your picture, and I was drawn and called you. I mean, your energy was that powerful then.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, you've done some fabulous work, too, that's for sure. Now, folks can get a hold of you, of course, through the website. What do you like to do as far as scheduling appointments and things? I mean, do you like email, phone? What works for you, friend?
What works is, and I've got to make a correction, you gave the website is gregjoseph.com. It's actually gregoryjosephhealer.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
So it's Gregory
Joseph. I'm glad you
Joseph.
Did that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, yes, to get in touch with me using my email, okay, Greg at gregjoseph.com works just fine.
Perfect.
Greg at gregjoseph.com. And you can go on to the website, and I might as well say it now. For the first 10 people that call in, I'll spread it over 2 months when I can do this because I allow about 5 each month. I'll do a complimentary breakthrough and strategy pain-free healing session.
Love that. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. We appreciate it. That's just awesome. So, yeah, we're so glad you're here tonight. Tell me what all's been going on. I know you've done a lot of traveling. Last I knew, you were out of, like, Colorado area, and gosh, you've been around the world and back. So where are you now?
Well, right now, believe it or not, I'm in upstate New York. I just got back from a trip in France where I was co-hosting a all-women's retreat, believe it or not.
And wow.
We were concentrating on the marriage of the male and female energy.
So
we traveled up into the mountains of René de Chateau, and ventured into the caves where it is said that Jesus and Mary hid during the time of their exile, and we did ceremonies in those caves. It was just an extraordinary. I think we all left the planet for a while.
And
you talk about the old sadhus and gurus that went in caves to be quiet for a long amount of time. There is something very special about being in such a quiet, natural, and very permanent kind of place. Our thoughts and seem to just disappear, and we traveled into knowing, you know.
I love that. I love that. Each morning I get up really early, of course, to do prayers, but then when I get back up again for myself for at least a couple hours every morning, I just have silence and I don't do anything, you know, just kind of hang out. And even that, it's like the volume goes through the roof. You know, they start whispering in your ear. So I just think that's phenomenal. But I get it.
What a great practice, Jimmy, you know, because we've got to learn how to develop our mind and to get into that deep focus, you know, what we call the observer awareness. When you make a practice like that, after all, we've been practicing who we are since the time we were born. And we've been given, you know, I used to say, well, you know, we're responsible for every single thing that occurs in our life, every event. And now I add on the end of that, Jimmy, I say, you know, and it's not your fault. It kind of sounds like an oxymoron. But what it is, we you know, we've been given a kind of a full deck of cards to deal with by some very well-meaning and some not so very well-meaning people who really tried to guide us in life instead of letting us learn to guide ourselves.
Love that. So well said.
Yeah.
I'm big on empowerment, everybody doing it themselves, that's for sure. Well, what an awesome thought. Well, we're going to grab some callers here and get things shook up. I'll let you go first, of course, and maybe spend a couple, 3 minutes with people and see what comes up. And we'll go from there. 727 is our first caller. Hi, how are you tonight? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sarah from St. Pete. How are you?
Hey, good, Sarah from St. Pete. What's going on? You have a question?
Well, I was going to ask about relationships, but then when I realized who was on the phone, I'd rather work on healing from my back fusion surgery that I had
in
March.
Well, if you heard what he was talking about, though, he was just in the caves of France and out in the wilderness with women doing relationships.
Well, then pick one. I can take both, but I know you like me to pick one. So if I had to pick one, I'd have to pick
pain.
Me and go with help. Yeah.
Okay.
And this,
I've been dealing with crippling muscle spasms, and it's made me nauseous and everything. So I'm trying to get it under control so I can get back to work because I haven't gone back to work yet. And then on top of it, I'm having to argue with the doctor who says, no, I should be able to go back to work. And then the second I went to physical therapy for my eval, I'm like, there's no way I can work. I'm too weak still. So I'm still arguing that point. But so it's either paid or unpaid my next 2 weeks, but I go back to work in 2 weeks, and I just need to be ready.
Yeah, sure. I think what the first thing that comes to me, of course, is where to place your energy. And, yes, rather than argue with the docs and things, they're great for diagnosis. And, of course, prognosis is up to you. So what I mean by that is they can tell you what's going on, and of course you've had some surgery, so some things have been altered. And this is a little bit difficult sometimes to deal with because you've gone over the edge, so to speak, and got to get your back over the edge. So everything that happens, you want to make friends with it in your body. So a lot of times, especially we have pain in our body, and it starts to develop and starts to develop, and we ignore it and ignore it. And in fact, what we are physiologically doing is separating our body's ability to heal it. So it sounds strange, but it's a simple thing to command your I am presence or your unconscious mind, however you'd like to call it, to begin the healing process rather than to I would say don't waste your money fighting with others. It's okay. Listen what they have to say. They're good-hearted. They're doing what they know how to do with the knowledge that they have. What I would tell you to do is go into the deep focus of your own mind and ask a very simple question. Because everything inherent in its work on you, it has to do with what it is that you're trying to teach yourself. So I would ask, for example, you'd speak directly to that pain and you say, you know, what is the meaning of this? And keep saying that until you're almost exhausted, and then be silent and wait for the answer. When you learn what it is that you're to know from that, you will start to heal. Now, having said that, it sounds kind of easy, but when you think about it, you didn't probably struggle to get yourself in that position, did you?
It was easy to injure myself, yeah.
Sure, it just sort of happened. I would, working with somebody like you, I would say, well, we would want to go back to the place that said, why did I need to punish myself? What was the root cause of this idea that said, I need to be in pain? And often it's just something very simple. To the extent that we think we have wronged ourselves or someone else or the world or anything, that's the extent we'll punish ourselves. So, for example, if you think you were causing a lot of pain for another person, you may have now just what we call the rebound effect, gotten that pain for yourself, punishing yourself. Now, having said all this, let's do a little quick little exercise to see if we can mitigate some of that pain. You up for that?
I'm in. Yep.
Okay. I want you to just close your eyes. I want you to imagine both of your hands getting heavier and heavier. They're turning into really powerful magnets, most powerful magnets in the entire world. The world couldn't even imagine magnets so powerful, but they only operate at your direction, so they're not going to pull everything in from your house and bury you there. They're just powerful by your command. And I want you to imagine that place of pain in your back. You don't have to move your hands physically. You do this in your mind. And imagine that pain as little beads of lead. And they're just little lead metal beads. And all around that pain, and even some pain that you might find some of those lead beads in your head or in your heart or someplace else where some of the thought forms originated causing this pain. Now I want you in your mind's eye to drag your hand over that spot, both of your hands, these powerful magnets, and actually command them to pull out those little lead beads of pain. And just feel it naturally pulling them out. Let it pull them out. They all pull out very easily.
Cool.
You feel that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feel it pulling out from everywhere in your body. Just surrender to these powerful magnets.
Maybe it's kind of pushing me back like it does. Yeah.
Yeah. In your mind's eye, I want you to do this. I want you to be in your heart right now so your mind is still going 100 miles an hour, okay? Use your mind to see this visualization and just go with it, okay? So now that you have this, really, you've drawn this out into these powerful magnets into your hand, you have one of the most powerful transformative things in the world called your heart. You're going to drag those hands over your heart and let that energy into that incredible white light of your heart to be transformed, transmuted, separated, to put back into the universe to be used appropriately by the appropriate beings in the appropriate manner. Now, what do you notice about your back?
It's not hurting right now, which is new.
Ah.
I've been feeling like I can feel the screws in my back, and I don't feel that right now, which is new.
Ah.
Love
okay.
that.
Yeah. Now, just notice you did that in a very short period of time. This is the power of your mind. Use
and
it
peaceful.
For you.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Peaceful.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Of course.
And the two things that come, the two words that come in my head when I'm thinking root cause, the two first things that ran in my head were support and grudge. I got plenty, but those were just
mm-hmm.
the two words that came in my head. So,
love that.
Plenty
yeah.
for us to work
so,
on, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, I would think of it as being feeling yourself being more supported by the universe, and like he pointed out. Think of that as magnets and drawing out the grudges too. So
yep.
feel
yes.
free to do that as a homework assignment because that's awesome. I also want to mention for everyone listening tonight, now or on the replay, just know if you have low back pain or anything that we might be working on tonight, that this is going to work for you as well. So don't hesitate to try it out. You just kind of hang with the feeling of what we're doing. And I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. You'll be impressed. So we'll see what happens now, love. Thanks for
awesome.
Calling in tonight.
Thank you guys
yeah.
for all you do.
Anytime.
Thank you
so
open.
Much. Yeah.
Thanks.
Have a great night. Hey, we're slammed with calls tonight, folks. It's 713-955-0594. Definitely want to press 1 to raise your hand and get in on this tonight. So it's really spectacular, and we're going to do all we can for you. 860 is our next caller out of Connecticut. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. Can you hear me now? 860. Okay. ID unmuted. Well, We'll go to the next caller, 308. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thanks.
Diana, you definitely want to call back in, honey, because it sounds very electronic. So sometimes that happens, but call right back in. It sounds like you're on a helicopter. All right, honey, 920 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you tonight?
This is Linda.
Linda.
I've listened to you many times. Jimmy, I've listened to you many times. And this is, I don't remember your name, who I'm talking to.
Gregory Joseph.
Gregory Joseph, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having a lot of lung issues, apparently. And I did the magnet piece that you just did. It cleared it up a little, but it's kind of in my nasal passages and, like, everywhere. So, and I've been having this for about almost a good week and a half. I can't quite kick it. It's pretty deep.
Mm. Of course, breathing. Very
necessary. Well, that's hard to do.
Of course. Your life force. I'm just picking up something here. Let me see. She did ask say my name, but we were going to alternate. Is this all right if I just go ahead here?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I want you to go first, by all means. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What I'd suggest here is a couple of things. So some essential oils, fir, eucalyptus, and birch may be very, very good. Mix those three together.
Okay, and I've been doing that. Yeah.
Okay, good. And on your sinus. Now, I want you to take yourself back a week from now when you are breathing fine.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you, while you're going back there, you just take yourself back there, and we're going to go as though you're completely weightless. I'm going to just send you up in the air. And I want you to look down at yourself.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to imagine that anything from your past is behind you. Like if I were to ask you something comes from your past, you would imagine it comes from behind. And something from in front of you comes from in front of you. Okay, from the future, rather. And so I want you to go up above your own body there, as though you're on that line below you, the past being behind you, the future being in front of you. And I want you to go back 1 week. And now I want you to go back another week. And things are really feeling good. And I want you to go back now and ask yourself, while you're moving backwards, is there anything that your unconscious mind wants you to know? Like if you're not getting it right now, which if you've got it, it would allow this whole problem to disappear. I'd like you to tell your unconscious mind to support us in removing this pattern that you created.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds pretty, you've done a pretty good job on yourself there, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it feels like it might even be breaking it all up, too. I love it.
Yeah, is it all right with your unconscious mind for you to release this today and for you to be aware of it consciously? What do you think? Sure, as you're looking down, you're a week before this. Now, I want you to go back prior right now. So any event that you feel right now, that I want you to go up way above this event and look down on it. And I want you to think about right now, what emotion do you feel right now? What do you know?
Sorry.
Okay. Besides feeling congested, what emotion? How are you feeling now?
Probably a little anxious.
A little what?
Anxious.
Oh, it keeps flipping out here. I can't get the word.
Anxious? Are you saying anxious?
Anxious. Got it.
Yeah.
Anxious. Okay.
Okay. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I want you to go up even higher and farther back. I want you to float back way before that event and before any of the events that may have led to that event. I want you just to make sure you're before the very first event you ever realized that you were anxious. And I want you to go up a little higher now. So you look down at that line, which was about the length of your body, and now it's only about a half an inch long. And go back even a little bit further before any of the events that created this anxiety. And I want you to be looking towards the future right now. So you went back up into the past, and I want you to look straight ahead of you towards the future in your mind's eye. And I want you to go right down into that event. You're just like you're watching a movie.
Sorry.
And I want you to check on that emotion right now. Is it still there?
Somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat? All right.
Yeah.
I want you to go up, back up above that event. And I want you to ask, what do I need to learn from this event? The learning that would just allow me to let go of these emotions easily and effortlessly. Let your unconscious mind preserve the learning so that if you need it in the future, it'll be there. Just tell your unconscious mind to preserve the positive learning. And I want you to float backwards again some more before that event and before any of the events that led to that event. Any of the chain of events that even led to those events, and ask yourself now again, now, where are the emotions? You notice them now.
They're freer.
Ah.
Love that.
Now it's very nicely done. Very nicely done. Mm-hmm. So I want you just to bring yourself back to now as quickly as you can, but I want you to release all the emotion of anxiety on all the events all the way back to now. You just sit in front of each event. This you can do on your own once we've gone to the next person there. You just assume that position B with each event so that you're above it and before each of the learnings. And let go of the emotion all the way back to now. And you'll find you'll clear yourself right up.
Love that. So well said. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Yeah, thank you. Gosh, thanks for calling in, honey. I would also consider you test bacterial to me. So I'm not a big fan of colloidal silver, but it tests really good for you. Also, the bizarre folk remedy I love is taking hydrogen peroxide, household hydrogen peroxide. Just turn the bottle upside down, stick your index finger in there, and rub it all up in the inside of your nose. You can snort that a little bit. I love that. That would help you out a lot. And also black seed oil. Goes back to the days of Pharaoh, and the joke about black seed oil is it will cure anything but death, and it's mainly good for sinus, bronchial, allergy stuff, you know, lung stuff, and that's what you've got. And you also have sorrow too. Anything that's sadness, sorrow is lung related. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yeah, and I just bought some nano silver today, so.
Yeah, that's really strong. You need a ton of it, too, by the way. So you're not going to turn blue or any of that. You know, it's just way too diluted out, right?
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Well, you got a double dose of healing tonight, honey. Stay
Thank
in touch with
much.
Us. Let us know. Gosh, yeah, we're thrilled you got through the call. And, you know, anybody that's listening, just know that, you know, the tips he's giving you and these profound healings and the word tracks and everything he's telling you tonight. Gosh, they're good for anybody that hears it tonight or in the future. So keep that in mind. If you want us to send you the link of tonight's show, you can always write us. It's just info@jimmymackhealing.com. We also post the replay of the show on the website, the jimmymackhealingshow.com. So look for that as well. So have a great night, honey. Thanks for calling in, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. Hey, friend, tell them how to, we're about halfway through already, believe it or not. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you again and the best email address too, because they're going to want to do more offline after this. They're going to hear how dynamic all this is. And gosh, I know they're going to want a personal healing with you.
Very good. Thank you, Jimmy. It's a Greg, G-R-E-G, at gregjoseph.com. It's my email. Greg at gregjoseph.com. And that's J-O-S-E-P-H.
And then Greg, the best website. Mm-hmm.
GregoryJosephHealer.com.
Perfect. Love that. We're so glad you're here, friend. It's always fun, you and me, so that's good. Our next caller's 619. Hi, you're on live. What's going on? You're on live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Can you hear
good.
Me?
How are you? What's your name? We can. Where are you calling from
Mary.
Tonight?
I'm calling from Vegas.
Hi, Mary.
I've been having
what's
car
going on,
crazies.
Honey?
I've been having physical,
yeah.
some lot of stuff, but the car crazies with this car and the mechanic, it's just been like, no, I mean, I'm just like, you know, I want to throw the towel at him.
Tell me just a little more. What are you feeling right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've had a lot of allergies, and then I had a bad knee replacement, and I've been a little bit ugh with all this. And I've been pushing some of the writing out there, waiting to hear back. I did a mailing for agents this weekend, which I got in the mail, but this has just been screwing up my life and some of my financial plans with this car, with this crap. And I'm dealing with fighting a lot of family members right now over an issue legally. So I feel like, yeah, I just.
Yeah, let me ask a question.
Sure.
Because it sounds like you're in a war.
I am.
So you're fighting your family, you're fighting allergies, you're fighting a, quote, bad knee, okay?
Yeah.
Replacement. And these are very powerful words. And fighting, of course, is something that is, we couldn't get too much farther from love. I would ask you right now, if you had a choice, would you rather love yourself and them or fight with them?
Love myself?
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather love myself and win.
Well, I think loving yourself is kind of winning, yeah? Okay.
Right,
I mean,
right.
So you've got an auric field around you. And what I'm sensing is there's these hooks, like you send out these rays of light, and they got little hooks on them. And you're wanting to satisfy some unfinished business in yourself by hooking on to other things and literally creating them to go awry. Does that make sense?
No.
You mean
I'm deliberately choosing the wrong
mechanic? I wouldn't say deliberately, but yes. Okay. So if you have an idea things are going to go bad, because it sounds like everything's going bad, your life is kind of crashing, and there's this poor me statement behind it all. I can hear it just as though you're saying it. And is it really poor me? I live in Vegas for a long time. I go travel there quite frequently, visit my family. And it's a beautiful place to be. I'm a lawyer. And you are probably quite blessed living in the place that you are, being able to walk about freely. Life's pretty good, really. There's things like that. But you just notice, this is what I would call a cut and run. It's like a deflection. See, you are, wherever you go, that's where you are. You're not going to get away from yourself.
Right, right.
So I would suggest you go into yourself. You have these auric, you know, we need to focus a little bit on what I would call an auric clearing in your energy field. Like your chakras are all over the place. Not just the seven chakras in your body, but there's eight more, you've got 15 to deal with, creating this auric field around you. And that's what I'm calling these little hooks that are out there. It sounds like this, well, I'm going to get the, you know, this thing fixed, but it's not going to work right. I'm going to get the car fixed, it's not going to work right. I'm going to try to breathe, and it's not going to work right. You see, it's like almost like there's, you've given up.
So I feel like I got hit with a lot at once.
Well, see, there's, this is what we call a victim story. I want you to get accountable. So let's just say, I want you to say these words with me. Are you ready? I created this going crazy. Say that.
I created this life.
Yeah, I created these allergies. Come on.
Okay.
Just say it.
I created this. I have that mechanic calling.
No, you're talking about something else. I created these allergies.
These allergies.
That's all I want you to say. Say the whole thing.
I created these allergies.
I created this bad knee operation.
I created this bad knee operation.
Now, there's power in this. I want to tell you how. If you know that you created these things, then your mind is going to say, I know how to uncreate them. But if you play the victim and say, I don't know how this happened, you've shut the door.
Oh.
You understand? Then you can't come back. And then it's just going to be, well, let's wait till the next thing hits, because that is your core belief system right now. So say these words. This world is a lovely place.
This world
is a lovely place.
Is a lovely place.
Say the whole sentence now. Notice your resistance here.
This world is a lovely place.
The universe supports me.
The universe supports me.
Here's the big one for you. I am safe.
I am safe.
Now check into your body. What's going on?
It feels a lot different to me. It's awesome.
I'll tell you what I'd like you to do, Mary. This would be a little exercise for you. I want you to go in front of the mirror. This is going to take you a full hour.
Okay.
In 30 minutes, you're going to look into your third eye. You're familiar with chakras?
Yeah.
Okay, you look into your third eye in the mirror. Okay, don't look anywhere else, but you're going to concentrate all of your attention onto your heart. Okay? You look into the mirror in your third eye, but concentrate your attention on your heart, and I want you to say these words. I forgive myself for 30 minutes, nothing else. I forgive myself. And this
I forgive myself.
This is no time, no space, nothing. You've forgiven yourself since time and existence began, for everything and anything. It's unconditional. I forgive myself. And then the next 30 minutes, you're going to do the same thing, look in the mirror at your third eye, focus on your heart, and say, I love myself.
I love myself.
I want you to say it like you mean it. So you're going to spend an entire hour, and no matter what goes through your mind, and there's going to be a lot. You may even see some pretty hideous things in the mirror. They're just twisted up thought forms. I want to get straightened out here and get your feet back on the ground. Because you are a perfect expression of God in this universe. You deserve health. You deserve a good knee. You deserve to be allergy-free. You deserve to have the universe support you. So just let it do that by forgiving yourself.
Love that.
Okay. I've also been futzing around with some coconut oil. I don't know if it's helping.
Unless you're allergic
to it. Any of those things.
I mean.
You don't test allergic to it. You test good for it, honey. So try that. We're going to jump to the next caller, though, okay? You keep us posted.
Thank you.
We'll be here. Thanks for calling in, honey.
You,
have a great night. 773 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. What's your name, honey? You have a question?
My name is Joellen. And, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to all that she was saying, but I have a lower back problem that's been chronic. And then just recently I was in a car accident, and slowly the left knee has been irritating.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what he comes up with, honey.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Let me just tap in a little bit here. The first thing that hit me a little bit was lower back pain has a lot to do with not enough hydration. And this has to do with survival, usually related to finances of in some form or another. They're worried about finances. One good thing to do, keep your body flushed with water. It's very important for your spine, particularly the lower back. The car accident, I see whether you were driving, whether you were a passenger, whether however it occurred, I see you're going forward, but you're looking behind you. You're looking off to the right and slightly behind you. So it looks to me like you're paying attention a lot to the past. So you're operating from the past as though it's happening now. So, for example, I worked with one woman, and she said, I said, well, how are you doing? She said, well, since my cat died. And I said, well, okay, and how's your car running? Well, since my cat died. And I said, oh, okay, how's your relationship? Well, since my cat died. When did your cat die? She said, 5 years ago. Still running her life. Now, here's the kicker. It's that, well, there is no time. You have now. If you're thinking about the past, you are there, and you're bringing it right now into the now. It's time to let go, to realize your power within. It's time to look ahead. See, it's like you're driving around looking in the rearview mirror. You're going to bump into things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you want to allow yourself to be completely centered. Release your emotional attachments to all people, places, things, and events in your past. Say, I release all my emotional attachments to all people, places, and things in my past, for I desire to be in the totality of the now. Now check into your body. What do you notice?
What do I notice?
Yeah.
It's still the left knee that's bothering me.
Okay. How long has this been going on?
A month.
A month. Did you hear the exercise that I gave to the other woman about the magnets?
Sorry? No, I didn't.
Did
I
you hear
that?
Ah, okay. I would want you to listen to that, but I'll give you a little bit of something else to do. And we'll do it just very, very simply. And it's going to happen pretty quickly. I'm going to go through it rather quick so we can people can benefit too as well, okay? So I want you to just close your eyes for a minute and just imagine yourself, your etheric body. And I want you to notice that your right arm is just starting to raise. This is just in your mind's eye. It begins to stretch out into the heavens, and your fingers get longer and longer and longer. And your hand goes right into the center of the sun, and you feel no pain. It's beautiful and brilliant. Your hand, your arm, your fingertips become translucent. And as you pull your hand back a little bit, you notice that your fingers are completely lit. It's the most brilliant and bright light at the end of each of your fingers. And you bring those fingers down. You bring your arm. It starts to shrink back again. And you place those fingers on your knee. And you feel the white light of the Christ consciousness, the highest healing light there is, moving in through and around your knee. Let this beautiful light bathe your knee. You'll notice that it follows other streams, other avenues, and this light travels through your body. You'll feel it going up, across your hip, across your stomach and in through your chest area into your heart, traveling up around your right arm. This beautiful light, cleansing, purifying, igniting each and every cell of your body. That light now moves like capillaries and veins into each and every cell, into each and every vein, artery, and major organ. And in this moment, you say, I command my body to create all the attention needed, all the medication, all the adjustments, etc. And etc. means everything known and unknown, seen and unseen, to begin the healing process on my knee now. I command myself to heal myself now. Should your mind wander, just as I told the woman just prior to you, talking to Mary there, all this time, don't let your mind wander. Constantly, I forgive myself. I forgive myself and I love myself. You forgive yourself for everything that happened from the time you were born till now and before. Unconditionally, the places, people, the sounds, the sights, the air that you breathe, the ground you walked on, the planets, everything. Just I forgive myself because you are one with everything, truly. Allow the knowledge of all of that oneness to come through your body and heal you. I hear the word peace. We're just sending some energy there now to your knee. And there's a spot right in the middle of your back between your shoulder blades that is the cause of your knee. So I might want to check that out. I don't know if it's like T14, something like that. I don't know really what it is. It's right between your shoulder blades, just a touch below. You might want to have that checked.
Some okay.
Adjustment. Okay. Which incidentally,
we'll see what happens
right
now,
yeah,
honey. Gosh, some powerful healing there. Keep us posted, okay? Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in tonight, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joellen.
Keep us posted.
Thank you, Joellen.
Thanks, love. Bye for now. 727 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? We have an idea where you're calling from tonight.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive. It's a good sign.
Well, it is. It always is. It's a great thing.
It's a five day.
Love it. You got a question for our healer extraordinaire tonight?
He is. You know, I'm going through a lot of really major changes in my life. And a lot of things that I've listened to, saying to other people, just seem to connect with me. Those aha moments, you know. And I've been working on moving forward and not feeling stuck, feeling like things aren't coming together. Or maybe I'm just trying to have it done by Friday on it. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What is it that you really want? What is it that you really want?
What I really want?
I want you to ask your heart. I don't want you to answer from your head. Bring your attention down into your heart. What do you really want?
Well, to move forward, I haven't been able to drive my car, and when you have people driving everywhere, you feel stuck.
Okay, stay in the positive. You want to be able to drive, right?
Right.
Okay. What else do you want?
To keep doing my spiritual work. I do a lot of healing and physical mediumship.
Well, yeah, I realize that, but what do you want? Sure. That's the mechanism to get what you want. What do you want?
Oh.
What is it that you really want?
What I really want? Just the freedom of spirit. That's my
freedom
whole life.
Freedom of spirit. Mm-hmm. Well, freedom of spirit might not include driving your car. What do you really want?
Oh, I know.
You know, pardon my French, but, you know, there's a thing on the Internet called shit New Age women say.
It says what?
It says shit New Age women say. They say, what do you want? I want spiritual freedom. We're not going for the Miss America contest here. What I want you to know, what I want you to come to is really, truly, what do I want? Yeah, what do I want? See, I see you floating around looking everywhere as though something's going to bail you out or help you. I want you to realize if you don't realize and come to an idea of what it is that you truly want, it's not going to happen. Whatever it is. Okay?
Wow.
So you say, I have some major problems. I want spirituality. I want freedom. Could you be more vague?
Okay. Probably could
you
be more vague.
Well, I want you to be specific. What is it that you want? You see, your mind is extraordinarily powerful. It's creating what you've got now. Why not turn it around and create what you do want instead of what you don't?
That's true.
Sure.
That's true.
So what do you want?
I was in a car accident in January.
I'm not asking you that. No, stop. I'm asking you, what do you want? Notice you want to go to story. Go back into the past. Here you are sitting right now. You have an opportunity.
Okay.
To change your life. What do you want?
Feeling stuck. I guess I feel stuck. Well, maybe to put me first.
Sure.
Maybe that's the truth.
To put you first. Excellent. Excellent. Now, if you put you first, what's going to happen?
A lot of people will be taking care of themselves.
Sure. Now, here's what's happening. See, you're a beautiful soul. I see that you try to take care of everyone else, but here's what the difference is, what I would really caution you. You cannot be responsible for other people. They've got their own deities flowing through their blood, you know. They've got their own gods and goddesses that they need to do with and their journey.
True.
You can be responsible for them, okay, I mean, excuse me, to them by being responsible for yourself.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can be responsible for.
Right.
So, you see, I notice there's a lot of resentment, and you say, well, a lot of people are going to be doing things for themselves. Well, they should. Why is that your problem? Do you see? You've taken on the problems of the world. Is it a surprise that your back hurts?
True.
You understand?
Mothering
the
world.
Yeah, you're carrying a huge burden.
Yeah.
Okay, so just let it go, and here's how you let it go. Amongst other things, forgiving yourself, loving yourself, paying attention to what you want, ask your heart. See, if you don't know what you want, there's a whole bunch of people that'll fill in those blanks for you.
True.
Okay?
You've
left a void. Okay, I want you just right now to come back into your heart. Call your soul back. Like I see you've got, let me just check here, you've got 10, 20, 30, get 30% of you in your body.
Wow.
Let's get the other 70% in there. I want you to just call it back right now. Say, I'm calling back my soul right now. I release and let go all that no longer serves me. Say that 3 times out loud.
Ollie, Ollie, Uncomfrey.
I release all things that no longer serve me. 3 times out loud.
I release all things that no longer serve me.
Again.
I release all things that no longer serve me. I release all things that no longer serve me.
Now say it with your heart. No words. You don't even have to hear the words. 3 times. You just command your heart to say it. And now 3 times out loud. I reclaim my power.
I reclaim my power. I reclaim my power. I reclaim my power.
Yeah, so you're about 50%. Okay? So you came up, you know, about 20%. So when you say that with conviction and love of yourself, and you bring yourself up to 100%, now you say that also 3 times in your heart without any words. You just command your heart to do it, and it's done. And now you're going to focus your attention back into your body, into your own heart. And from that place, you're going to know what it is that you want.
Wow.
The power of your brain stops you. You say, well, gee, I can't drive, and ask you what you want. And you don't say you want to drive. It's extraordinary. You see, that's the power of the brain.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's use it for you. I want you to be with that question. So here's the question I'm going to leave you, two of them. What do you want, and what are you really willing to do to get there?
Okay.
Okay? And you'll be with
all
those
right.
two questions until you come up with an answer. And you're
going
to find your life to change, okay?
Wonderful.
Now,
thank you.
Last question. Last question. Check into your body. What do you notice?
I feel like there's dynamite, like I want to push the bar to open everything up. You know, like when you stifle yourself.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Be kind to yourself and just let them open. Let them unfold like a flower, okay?
Okay.
Be kind to yourself. You deserve it. You've been taking care of a lot of people. You deserve it. Be kind to yourself.
Okay.
Let yourself know what you want, and by goodness, go for it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Love that. Love that. Thanks for calling in, honey. We appreciate
you.
Gosh, keep us posted.
Wow.
Wow. Flew by, didn't it? Gregory Joseph, what fun we had. It's been an hour. It feels like 5 minutes, doesn't it?
Oh, it lights me up.
I love it. I love it. And I can answer that last caller for her. She wants and needs her heel to heal up, her knee to heal up, everything else that she's got going on leg-wise, the ability to have a driver's license again and drive around, and freedom to get back on track. So there you go. And that's going to help her. And I'm just sending that out energetically as well. So I love
beautiful.
That.
Isn't that simple? See how easy he did that?
Oh, I go fast, man. I'm like you. I go fast. I love it.
Yeah.
Tell folks how to get a hold of you. They're going to want to go deeper and do a private session, friend, okay?
Brilliant. You can reach me at greg@gregjoseph.com. That's greg@gregjoseph.com.
Love that.
All
thanks
right.
so much
and
for being on the show tonight, friend. We had fun. I really appreciate you. And folks, that's going to be our show for tonight. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Reach out, info@jimmymackhealing.com. We'll be glad to send you a link of tonight's show also, so you can hear a replay. Especially, you might want that if you're on the show or want to go through some of the exercises that he did so well. And powerful stuff in tonight's show. I know even on the replay, you're going to feel the changes and the healing will occur. So keep that in mind. I want to wish everybody the rest of your life will be the best of your life. And remember to make progress every day. Bye for now.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
Loyalty. It means thick and thin. It means another shot at history. Another start for the ace. Another at bat for the kid. Another hero waiting to be born. Loyalty means the dream of winning it all never goes away. And never will. The 2019 LA Dodgers, all season long on Sportsnet LA.